In a business landscape that often glorifies ruthless competition and cutthroat tactics, the power of a graceful leader arrives as a refreshing counterpoint. Written by executive coach Alexis Thompson during the COVID-19 pandemic, this book has become a quiet revolution in leadership circles. While not topping bestseller charts, it has developed a devoted following among executives seeking a more integrated approach to leadership. Thompson's work has been praised by leadership experts like Simon Sinek and Brené Brown for its practical approach to bringing humanity back to the workplace. What makes this book particularly relevant today is its response to the growing workplace disconnect highlighted by trends like quiet quitting and the Great Resignation. At its core, the book poses a provocative question. What if the most powerful leadership approach isn't forcing your will on others, but leading with grace? Grace isn't about religion or being nice. It's the practical expression of a loving, connected compassion with self and others. It combines beauty and strength with warrior energy. Far from being a doormat, graceful leadership exercises accountable power while creating genuine connection. When leaders operate from grace, they're seen by those they lead, and followers feel truly seen in return. The journey to graceful leadership begins with showing compassion to yourself, enabling integration of your different selves. Many leaders compartmentalize, being compassionate at home but toxic at work, or powerful professionally but doormats in personal relationships. This imbalance creates internal stress, exhaustion, and even physical ailments. We're falsely taught we must be either compassionate or powerful, but grace builds the bridge, allowing us to be our whole integrated selves. Grace creates congruency between your internal landscape, who you are, and external actions, what you do. When aligned with purpose, you achieve synergy while maintaining accountability. Thompson's own purpose of creating safe places for souls to show up serves as her leadership filter, guiding her to regularly assess whether she's creating safety. True gracefulness requires honest self-inventory and dedication to purpose. Graceful leaders adapt intuitively to any situation, accessing all aspects of themselves, compassion, confidence, or whatever's needed. Building on servant leadership principles, they know when to lead from behind and when to step forward. Like an infinity symbol, they flow between positions, understanding where they're needed at any moment. They master both action and stillness, knowing when each is appropriate rather than always pushing for results through force. This approach manifests in diverse forms. Jane Goodall aligned her entire life with her purpose, living among chimpanzees while breaking research norms by allowing her full self to engage with her subjects. Maya Angelou mastered flow between speech and silence, using pauses that spoke as powerfully as her words. Martin Luther King Jr. demonstrated how graceful leadership provides both personal and professional benefits with lasting impact. In our increasingly fast-paced, technologically connected yet emotionally disconnected world, grace provides the key to sustained happiness, fulfilling work, and meaningful impact. With multiple generations in today's workforce, graceful leadership bridges generational gaps because it is fundamentally human leadership. Six core tenets form the foundation of graceful leadership: integrating, evolving, transparency, connecting, co-creating, and being compassionately powerful. These aren't a linear checklist, but a dynamic journey that expands and recedes throughout your personal evolution as a leader. The first tenet, integrating, is foundational to success with all others. A leader skilled in integrating knows their mission and purpose, understands their body's messages both internally and externally, and connects to a power larger than themselves. Most people develop more strongly in one area, mind, body, or soul, creating an incomplete picture. Integration requires developing all three. Creating a personal vision statement is crucial, yet often overlooked. While companies have clear vision statements, 90% of individuals can't state their purpose in a sentence. Thompson's statement, "I create safe spaces for souls to show up," took 6 years to refine. While your purpose, the why, tends to remain consistent, how you express it will evolve throughout your life. Our bodies communicate with us, but we don't always listen. Thompson learned this lesson after experiencing Bell's palsy twice, a response to overworking and pushing beyond limits. For those who primarily live in their heads, making a conscious effort to listen to the body is essential. Bodies rarely lie, unlike our minds, making them valuable tools for accessing truth. Being a graceful leader requires connecting to something greater than yourself that serves collective goodness. This power, whether called Source, Nature, God, Buddha, or the universe, need not be religious, but must benefit everyone. Our Grace Center connects directly to Source, providing access to a higher power. When disconnected from our Grace Center, we rely on personal power, which is finite. The second tenet, evolving, involves leaders relentlessly pursuing alignment between self and purpose, remaining gentle and curious learners focused on integration, and creating balanced relationships with giving and receiving. In evolving, you stretch, test, and refine your sense of self, aligning it with your soul. Thompson distinguishes between self, the ego-based version created from life experiences, and soul, our deeper, innate self. When discovering gaps between your belief system and behaviors, between purpose and actions, the work involves correcting behaviors to align with your emerging self. This alignment process is continuous. As soon as one gap is addressed, another appears. The joy of knowing your purpose is that it serves as a compass. Everything aligns to it, and what doesn't align can be released. Perfection isn't needed. Your awareness and continued effort to seek alignment is what matters. Leaders mastering the third tenet, transparency, demonstrate authenticity in behavior and communication, listen actively while maintaining clear and consistent messaging, and don't base their sense of self on labels or others' perceptions. Transparency means showing up without masks, both with others and within yourself, though always in situationally appropriate ways. Authenticity requires recognizing gaps between what you think you should do and what truly aligns with your calling and talents. Thompson shares how playing clarinet throughout school caused physical symptoms like stomach aches and fatigue, bodily signals she later recognized as indicators of incongruence with her soul's purpose. Being authentic requires courage, as illustrated by her decision to stop wearing corporate clothing despite fears of professional consequences. Fear naturally accompanies vulnerability, but courageous authenticity means moving forward despite fear to show up as your true self in all areas of life. Active listening goes beyond hearing words to understanding the message's meaning, then reflecting it back to confirm understanding. This presence allows the speaker to adjust their message if needed. Graceful leadership demands clear, concise, candid communication, a challenge many executives need coaching to master. Being a graceful leader doesn't mean avoiding difficult conversations. It requires firm, consistent messaging with appropriate consequences. As Brené Brown states, feeding people half-truths or bullshit to make them feel better is unkind, as it's usually about making ourselves more comfortable. Developing a sense of self separate from others' perceptions is essential for grace. We often create masks to meet others' expectations, which becomes damaging and time-consuming to unravel. Thompson illustrates how CEOs might try to fit perceived expectations rather than leading authentically. Letting go of labels allows you to be the leader situations require. If you're a CEO, everything you do is what a CEO does. While you decide who you are, remain aware of external labels as potential indicators of misalignment between your self-perception and behavior. This journey can be bumpy, as relationships built on others' expectations of you may fracture when you change. Grace allows you to let others be where they are while you move forward, remaining patient as everyone adjusts to your redefined identity. Leaders proficient in the fourth tenet, connecting, have shifted from an I to a universal we construct, developed an inner guidance system connected to the collective, and demonstrate empathy and gratitude. This tenet expands one's sense of self with grace into the larger world. The African philosophy of Ubuntu, you are, therefore I am, forms the core of the connecting tenet. We exist because of each other, and beneath every I lies a we, as no one develops in isolation. Graceful leaders become increasingly aware of these connections, naturally shifting to a we mindset that extends beyond humanity to include all living beings, the planet, and the universe. Rather than diminishing personal accountability, this expanded awareness heightens it by recognizing how our actions create far-reaching ripple effects, like the butterfly effect, where small actions trigger chains of reactions with potentially large consequences. Everyone possesses an internal guidance system, whether called the soul, the divine, or something else, that guides us toward our purpose. Since our purpose connects to something larger than ourselves, this guidance system links to the collective. Like gravity, this inner guide influences our behavior, whether we recognize it or not, and stands ready for engagement to guide us into alignment. The development process involves not creating the guide itself, but improving how we connect to and access it. Most people mistakenly believe the brain controls everything, but the heart center, where our inner guidance resides, represents our most powerful aspect. Connecting brain to heart activates our full power, though requires surrendering control in ways both terrifying and empowering. Grace requires both empathy and gratitude. Empathy means witnessing and appreciating another's situation without appropriating or dismissing their emotions, simply beholding them with present moment awareness. Gratitude involves expressing appreciation in ways appropriate to people, situations, or things, and represents one of the clearest external manifestations of grace. In fact, gratitude serves as the doorway to grace itself. The co-creating leader seeks non-traditional problem-solving approaches, surrounds themselves with diverse talents, and demonstrates the ability to both lead and follow while maintaining their leadership role. This fifth tenet involves deploying others' talents and resources rather than relying solely on oneself. Graceful leaders actively seek unconventional methods for solving problems, varying by individual, organization, and industry. While many leaders claim openness to new approaches, they often dismiss possibilities with, "My organization would never support that," or "We lack resources." The graceful leader, however, steps back to examine problems from fresh perspectives, allowing for new possibilities even when success isn't guaranteed. Graceful leaders cultivate teams with broad diversity of strengths and perspectives. Unlike leaders who surround themselves with similar people, a common pattern that may initially produce results, they recognize that what got them here won't get them where they're going. By embracing varied perspectives, they open up more possibilities for innovative co-creation. The graceful leader knows when to lead from the front, middle, or back of the team. Their leadership confidence allows them to feel secure regardless of position. Like the infinity symbol mentioned earlier, they can occupy any point on the continuum at the perfect time, surrendering to what each situation requires. While this approach may feel scripted initially, it eventually becomes as natural as breathing. The compassionately powerful leader influences through an open heart and clear agenda, understands the impact of their behavior, and creates room for flow while maintaining structure. They achieve results without sacrificing people. Transparency naturally leads to leading with an open heart and clear agenda. What distinguishes the compassionately powerful leader is their balance of stillness and action. In our go, go, go world, where days are scheduled to the minute, they recognize the value in stillness, creating space for empathy, gratitude, and hearing one's soul while connecting to higher power. Graceful leaders take responsibility for both direct and indirect consequences of their behavior without blaming others, while still holding others accountable. A signal of emerging compassionate power is holding accountability for yourself and your team without harming or dismissing consequences, while practicing resilience when unforeseen outcomes arise. The compassionately powerful leader creates room for flow while maintaining structure. They need vision and plans, but must recognize when structures need refinement. Too rigid, they miss improvement opportunities. Too loose, they waste resources. Like a river with banks that channel water while allowing flow around obstacles, graceful leaders look forward with awareness, spotting ripples that signal coming challenges, and adjusting accordingly. Gratitude shifts leaders from their perpetual focus on what isn't working to appreciating what is working in their organizations, relationships, and themselves. This appreciation creates flexibility and makes fixing problems easier. Intelligence alone cannot create connection. We connect through the heart. Thompson shares the example of Cal, a skilled surgeon facing complaints despite his technical excellence. Leadership requires shifting from executing skills to influencing others, which isn't always intuitive. Thompson initially resisted this shift, wanting people to just do their jobs, but eventually accepted that caring and connecting matter. Gratitude became her doorway to this fundamental shift, connecting to both her own heart and others. Thompson first witnessed grace regularly after implementing gratitude practices in coaching. Gratitude helps leaders approach teams with gentler communication and more flexibility, enabling collaborative problem-solving that addresses root issues rather than just symptoms. When feeling overwhelmed, gratitude practice offers solace and resilience. It helps leaders move away from the story that team members are creating issues, instead appreciating what they do well. With gratitude, leaders can enter into more integrated problem-solving that addresses root problems rather than just symptoms. Cultivating gratitude builds awareness of judgments and helps suspend them when needed. Thompson provides a detailed framework for a gratitude practice that can be used in any blank journal. The practice includes morning and evening components. Morning entries feature a quote, 1 to 3 gratitude items, a one-word intention for the day, and supporting behaviors to help manifest that intention. Evening entries include a high-five self-acknowledgement, magical moments experienced that day, and an intention to take into sleep. When you begin a gratitude practice, you start noticing more things to be grateful for, similar to the Bader-Meinhof effect. This creates a positive compounding loop. Expressing more gratitude leads to finding more to be grateful for, which brings more wonder, curiosity, joy, and happiness. Gratitude shifts your mindset from I to we and redirects focus from what isn't working to what is. Rushing to judgment is a common sabotaging habit for all humans. Judgment serves as a self-protective instinct where we tend to perceive our perspective as absolute truth, leading to conflicts when our truths clash with others. Curiosity and judgment cannot coexist. When we pause to ask questions, we create space between thought and inquiry where judgment dissolves. Graceful leaders aren't married to their stories. They remain open to perspectives beyond their own, making decisions for the greater good rather than being right. They empower their teams, understanding that an empowered team reflects powerful leadership, not diminished control. Thompson shares two examples of judgment's pitfalls. First, a car salesman who passed on a customer in ski gear who turned out to be Olympic skier Diane Roth, making an easy purchase. Second, a manager named Jan, who, upon hearing about an employee's divorce, reduced his workload with good intentions but actually caused him stress and insecurity. Both positive and negative judgments can cause missed opportunities. Question all judgments, good and bad. To separate story from fact, ask open-ended questions like, "Why would someone I like behave this way?" or "What could be impacting this person?" Remember that opposing perspectives can both be true simultaneously. A dog can be both cute and terrifying depending on one's experience. As Ken Wilber notes, every perspective is both true and partial, including your own. When feeling defensive or praised, pause to question your judgments rather than clinging to stories of doom or perfection. Grace serves as a powerful asset in conflict navigation, preventing rushed judgments and encouraging perspective taking that leads to conversations rather than arguments. When grace enters conflict, the dynamic shifts from winning versus losing to collaborative problem solving. Everyone can bring their best selves rather than becoming defensive. Grace creates space for all voices to be heard, allowing leaders to make more suitable decisions considering multiple perspectives. Operating from self, Ego, during conflict, creates division rather than resolution, characterized by excessive I statements, speaking over others, inability to paraphrase others' points, difficulty celebrating others' wins, and defensive responses. By contrast, operating from soul creates space for grace, shown through being present, losing track of time, smiling more, comfort with discomfort, expressing gratitude easily, and finding opportunities to help others. Graceful leaders lean into conflict rather than avoiding it, approaching it with stillness and openness. They understand that people are not their behavior, allowing them to be compassionate while still maintaining clear boundaries and accountability. As one client discovered, being upset doesn't mean being ungraceful if the situation warrants it and you remain respectful. Grace is power that holds its place. You can hold someone responsible while maintaining compassion for them as a person. A single graceful leader can have lasting impact on company culture. Thompson shares the story of Nadia, a finance executive in healthcare who was a perfectionist with a command and control leadership style, often called a battle axe. Despite her high executing skills that earned her a senior VP position managing billions, she struggled to shift from executing to influencing and couldn't delegate effectively. Through coaching, Nadia discovered her behavior stemmed from childhood experiences with a hypercritical father where perfection equaled love. As she integrated her soul into her work life and shed old behaviors, she realized she was imposing the same patterns on her daughter and team. Nadia's transformation wasn't about changing herself, but allowing a more holistic version to emerge at work. As her team witnessed her humor and vulnerability, they responded in kind. The effects were measurable. Employee survey participation increased 44%, her controlling score decreased significantly, and the annual employee opinion survey showed a 70% decrease in previous concerns. Beyond improved satisfaction, her department achieved impressive business results, a $65 million revenue increase and exceeding their year goal at 102% compared to missing targets the previous year. The journey to graceful leadership begins with commitment, sparked by either internal calling or external pressure. Once you encounter the concept of grace, it becomes impossible to ignore. It will gently knock at your door until you open it. Though the initial commitment may come from any direction, fully embracing grace requires deciding you're worthy of the journey. Your commitment then evolves into a deeper why, and ultimately, your purpose. Finding your why is deeply personal, with no prescribed method. Simon Sinek explains that discovering our purpose is essential for feeling passionate about work and contributing to something greater than ourselves. The things we're grateful for can reveal our purpose. You'll know you found your why when it intuitively feels right, leverages your strengths, inspires you, and resonates with others who hear it. Once you uncover your why, you'll naturally crave to discover your how, the unique path to take. Your how will depend on your why and might involve various resources, like assessments, coaches, books, mastermind groups, retreats, and support groups. Each person weaves together their own unique approach, drawing more to some resources than others based on what aligns with their purpose. Assessments create a common language to understand yourself in relation to others. Their value comes not from which assessment you choose, but from your commitment to understanding it deeply. Tools like StrengthsFinder, 5 Love Languages, 360-degree feedback, Myers-Briggs, Enneagram, Gene Keys, and even astrology can provide vocabulary to describe yourself and reveal previously unknown aspects. A coach guides by asking the right questions at the right time in the right way, like opening windows in your home to let light in, then asking where you want to go. While coaches offer tools and resources you don't have, you must ultimately do the work. When selecting a coach, find someone you connect with and ask what they're currently being coached on themselves. The best coaches have their own coaches. Books serve as gateways to new worlds and ways of thinking, challenging belief systems in a safe way. They introduce new concepts with low risk and commitment. Reading at your own pace allows time to absorb concepts, take notes, and integrate ideas that resonate. Support communities provide safe spaces to test theories and ideas. Mastermind groups are formal, meeting regularly with specific shared objectives, often requiring payment for facilitation. Peer groups like book clubs are less formal, without specific objectives or regular meetings. Retreats offer immersive, intensive experiences that can catalyze rapid transformation. They vary in length and focus, but share the quality of being dedicated to a specific experience. Their transformative potential depends on successfully applying what you learn afterward in daily life. To assess organizational readiness for grace conversations, examine how conflict is handled. If it explodes into fights, the workplace isn't ready. If avoided, it's getting closer. If addressed with mutual respect, grace may already be present. Organizational structure also indicates readiness. Strict hierarchies with limited cross-departmental communication are typically less graceful than latticed structures with fluid movement between teams and levels. When an organization isn't ready for explicit grace discussions, don't force conversations. Instead, embody graceful leadership through example. Pushing an agenda increases resistance, while quietly demonstrating grace allows others to become comfortable with what it looks and feels like. Even without using the term grace, you can discuss related concepts like conflict resolution or feedback methods. Though being graceful is work, it's rewarding rather than exhausting. However, if an ungraceful organization actively pulls you back into harmful habits despite your evolution toward grace, consider leaving. While graceful leaders can impact organizations positively, ungraceful environments can damage graceful leaders. When your workplace is ready to discuss grace, patience and commitment are vital. Many leaders initially worry grace means religion, a challenging workplace topic, but grace is simply the connection to soul, spirit, and heart. Define grace clearly as the experience of a loving, connected compassion within yourself to prevent alienating anyone. You can introduce grace directly or through its tenets, share resources, or encourage gratitude practices. In today's world overwhelmed by fear, visible in social media, news, and politics, grace serves as the antidote. While fear makes us retreat and build walls, killing compassion and curiosity, grace brings love that diminishes fear's power. We need graceful leaders because they trigger a domino effect. Changing yourself changes your organization, which changes your community, which changes the world. Though individuals may feel powerless alone, tapping into grace exponentially increases your impact, while paradoxically diminishing your need for traditional power. You've already begun your journey to graceful leadership by reading about these concepts. Now you simply need to continue. This path offers only gains: fuller access to yourself, freedom from restrictive expectations, and the ability to make better choices. Your achievements will exceed your current imagination. While they say the first step of any journey is most important, in reality, it's the next step that matters most. Your purpose, a more collaborative team, and a better world await on the other side of grace.